the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 15th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A proposal to create a perimeter around working police investigations has made it through the first half of the 2023 Indiana legislative session.
Republican State Representative Wendy McNamara of Evansville says House Bill 1186 allows for a buffer zone up to 25 feet between officers and bystanders. But Hoosier State Press Association Executive Director Amelia McClure has concerns about how the bill could affect journalists.
Democracy functions when citizens can properly monitor their public officials' actions, and oftentimes we rely on journalists to report on those actions because we can't be everywhere at once. So when there is a bill that could hinder the public's access to public officials, we are almost always concerned about that.
The bill would make encroaching on an investigation a Class C misdemeanor. It has passed out of the Indiana House and is in Senate chambers, where opponents hope to offer amendments. I'm Joey Graham reporting.
McClure says journalists' ability to observe and report also adds a measure of credibility for law enforcement officers when they are on the job. And as the municipal primary election fast approaches, there's an urgent push for more voter education in Pennsylvania. We get the details from our Danielle Smith.
More than 8.7 million Pennsylvania voters could participate in the local municipal primaries on May 16th. At the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania, Executive Director Megan Pierce says every ballot will look a little different depending on where you live. So the League is encouraging people to do some research before casting their ballots to determine how these races could affect their lives.
Whether or not you have a kid in school, you probably care about how your public school education system is funded. If you have a lot of potholes in your street and you want to know why that is, maybe look into what's going on with your city council. In Philadelphia, for example, there's going to be a mayor's race. Very active election, lots of candidates running.
She adds, Pennsylvania does not have same-day voter registration. You have to register before the strict deadline of May 1st to vote in the primary. The last day to request a mail-in or absentee ballot is May 9th.
The League's website, vote411.org, is a one-stop shop for election information. Anyone can check their voter registration status, find their polling place, or request a mail-in ballot. Now, from USA Today, President Joe Biden took executive action Tuesday that seeks to increase the number of background checks conducted during gun sales as the White House reverts to unilateral ways to tackle gun control amid bleak prospects in the Congress. His action instead directs the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, to clarify what it means to be engaged in the business of selling firearms. This is Public News Service. Incidents which involve white supremacist propaganda reached an all-time high last year in the U.S., including a dramatic surge of incidents across New England.
White nationalist and neo-Nazi groups publicly marched, gathered, and displayed hateful rhetoric in Boston and beyond, with some 465 incidents recorded in Massachusetts alone. Peggy Schuker of the Anti-Defamation League says some hate groups are recruiting new members through often deceptive tactics.
One group, Patriot Front, uses the stars and stripes to appear to be a mainstream group, when instead they are a group that is virulently anti-Semitic and racist.
In addition to that group's march through Boston Commons last July, groups also targeted bookstores, libraries, theaters, and even hospitals with racist, anti-immigrant, and anti-LGBTQ messages. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And farmers, ranchers, and livestock producers are working with solar companies in Iowa to find multiple uses for land that was once used only to plant corn and soybeans.
They're cultivating profitable crops, grazing livestock, even raising healthier honeybees, all in the shadows of solar panels. Farmers can grow clover and other highly pollinating grasses under the panels and put beehives adjacent to those fields. Lindsay Mao with the Center for Rural Affairs says this solar beekeeping is an example of how alternative energy interests and farmers can not only coexist but mutually benefit. She says that will be a necessity as solar consumes more Iowa farmland.
If we want to keep land in some type of agricultural production while producing energy with solar, solar beekeeping or other dual-use solar practices are a great option to do that.
I'm Mark Moran.
Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know that three North Carolina HBCUs are on the latest best list for LGBTQ+ campuses.
The Best Colleges Campus Pride Index is a list of the top 10 historically black colleges and universities for LGBTQ plus students. The list looked at factors such as LGBTQ plus studies programs and course offerings, as well as the availability of resource centers and student support services. North Carolina Central University was number 2 on the list. North Carolina A&T was number 4, and Fayetteville State University was number 6. Eric Martin coordinates the LGBTA Resource Center at North Carolina Central University and says over the years, the center's role on campus has expanded.
We are now involved more in things like new employee orientation. We're involved a lot more in departmental trainings with other departments because the campus knows that we're here and they know that we are a resource, and because they also value students.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member NLRB supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.